1-4-8-X Mobile.
10-4 ZLK.
Surprised to hear you.
Tim's supposed to come over. We're supposed to fish a little bit. And I got up, fed the dog, and there's a CW contest going on, the worldwide CW contest, so I was sitting here making a few contacts.
Good for you. I'm glad you are getting to spend some time with your boys and making a few contacts while you're waiting.
The obligatory cup of hot tea.
I didn't go there.
What are you out and about doing this morning?
Now I've got to head up to my mom's old place. I spent yesterday getting stuff out of the basement. And I got to haul it off today.
And that's just another, something else to add to all the things that you have to do.
Well, it wasn't hard to go through the stuff because it is mostly store-bought canned stuff that got wet. So it's just get through it and done with it. It's stuff that really didn't matter.
It's easier, but still, it's just one other thing that you have to do besides all the other things you need to do.
And the wife and I are going to spend the rest of the day Christmas shopping for the elementary school where she works, the Angel Tree Kids. So we'll spend the day doing that.
Yeah, I think Beth and I are going out today, too. She mentioned going out and doing some Christmas shopping. So that'll be fun. I'm sure there's going to be one or two other people out there.
I'm sure there'll be one or two other people this weekend, but next weekend, I'm not going.
I found out one of the guys I work with, he does the same thing I do. He's 3 or 4 years younger than me. We were talking about retirement and stuff, just what his plans were a couple weeks ago, and I found out he went in the hospital last week. He was on vacation, and they're not expecting him to live. His kidneys are shut down. He's on a respirator. I don't know. They don't really know what happened. He just got really sick. So I don't know. His name is Eric, if you think about him.
I hate to hear that. If he's a little bit younger than you, that means he's my age. So I hate to hear that.
It's really sad. Anyway, it's just weird when you know, you just talk to him. I don't see him all that often, but, you know, when I do, I've known him for years. I mean, he's been there probably 5 years less than I have, maybe a little bit less than that, but I mean, I feel like I've known him my whole career.
And then something like that happens, it definitely makes you stop and think about how finite life is here on this planet.
We're all going to have a time at some point, so anyway, well, I hope you can get a lot done this morning and then are successful in your shopping. I texted my son. I haven't heard from him yet, so I don't know. I might be here for a little while working on some CW contacts. It's been interesting because everybody that's contesting is sending very, very quickly. I'm getting better at picking the calls out, but goodness gracious, I have to listen to them 2 or 3 times before I can catch them.
Better than I am, so kudos to you. And Shane, good to hear you, and hopefully he didn't oversleep this morning. You know how that goes. So hopefully you get to spend the morning with him fishing. That will be fun.
Cold out right now. I mean, it's not that cold, really, but he can take his time. I'm fine with that.
Freezing up here right now.
35. I don't know exactly what it is right at my house. I need to get a gauge, but the app says 35, 36, and he just texted. He's leaving. He's packing up now, so. All right, I'll let you go. I will hope you have a good day. Good to hear you this morning. Say hello to Elise. KO4HX, N4ZLK.
Be I hope you and your son have an awesome time fishing, and I'll talk to you later. KO4HKX, 73 for now.
W4FCM, morning, Shane. Morning, I'm Jeff Patrick. I'm not sure. W4FCM. I text my son. I think he's up. So W4FCM, standing by.
This is Patrick, KO4HKX. Good to hear you.
Yeah, thought so. Yeah, it's a big week. All the family come here. All the pounds. It'll be good, but the food. Look forward to it, but... all right, guys, so have a great Thanksgiving, and thanks for letting me here for a second. W4FCM listening.
HKX, 73 to you too, Fred, and I hope you and your family have a wonderful Thanksgiving. KO4HKX, clear.
Happy Thanksgiving to you. N4ZLK.
4HKX, KF4NXY.
I say thank you, Patrick and Shane. Have much for which to be thankful. Four children, 10 grandchildren, and a house and a truck. So, hey, God's good to us, and thank you. W4FCM beside the other station. Go ahead.
How you doing this morning, Patrick? HKX.
Hello. N4ZLK.
Yeah, I guess Patrick got gone. Yeah, just gonna tell y'all good morning. You going fishing this morning?
And my oldest son kind of got the urge to fish a little bit. He hasn't done it in years, and when he was younger, he was kind of fidgety. He didn't like to sit still very long, and I'd go fishing with him, but it was more of a chasing around the river or wherever. But he was looking back on that as good memories. We went last week, went trout fishing Saturday morning, had a good time. We caught several apiece, so he's coming up. I don't know if we're going to try the pond this morning. It might be a little too cold for him, but we'll see anyway.
Hey, that sounds great. That sounds great. Me and a friend of mine, we do some pond fishing at these, the catfish and everything. But anyway, I don't want to hold up to a repeater too long. I think Fred was looking to talk to his son. But just wanted to say good morning, and hey, y'all, bundle up out there. I know it's cold, and have a good morning fishing, and I'll talk at you a little later. KF4NXY, I'll be clear on your final.
I appreciate it. Yeah, even if I just spend some time with him, it's a lot of fun. So I always enjoy spending time with my kids. You have a good day, and if I don't talk to you, you and your family have a happy Thanksgiving. KF4NXY, N4ZLK.